I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Wall Street Journal today reports that talks are underway to possibly merge the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. Meanwhile, there are more numbers out showing strength in the nation's economy. Tess Figlin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles with the details. Tess, welcome. And first, these final numbers on third quarter gross domestic product, how do they hold up?
Well, the final number is exactly what we heard at the last estimate about a month ago, 8.2%, a stellar showing for this economy, the best in almost 20 years, in fact. Now, bear in mind, as we've mentioned before, there are some specific reasons why the third quarter was so stellar. Tax cuts kicked in, so people had a little more money in their paychecks. Some also got refund checks from the government, and there was a lot of mortgage refinancing still going on. So, again, more cash in bank accounts. And all that meant more spending overall. And as we always say, consumer spending makes up about two-thirds of the overall economy. So that's a big part of why the GDP did so well. Most economists are expecting that number to drop by as much as half for the fourth quarter, but that's still a very good showing.
Well, spending, there are more numbers out on that front today as well, yes?
Yes, the Commerce Department reported today that both personal income and personal spending got a bump last month. Incomes rose about 0.5%, spending rose 0.4%, and most of the income gain came from a $16 billion boost in wages and salaries.
And finally, this proposed merger of the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange, mm-hmm. That must be pretty big news.
It is very big news, but bear in mind these are very preliminary talks. The Journal reports that the head of the NASDAQ approached executives at the New York Stock Exchange about 3 weeks ago. Both have what you might call incentives to work with each other. The NASDAQ is still struggling to recover from the dot-com collapse. The big board, of course, has its own scandal problems this year. And those are elements that could make this idea a little more real than the last time they discussed it back in 1999.
And what would keep it from happening? Why not just go ahead?
Well, first, there are a lot of critics out there of this merger idea who say that the stock markets need more competition, not less. And that leads into some pretty serious questions about antitrust issues. If the NASDAQ and the NYSE merged, then together they would handle almost 100% of the stocks traded on the big board. And again, that could come in for some regulatory scrutiny. So still lots and lots of questions to sift through before any of this becomes viable. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at Canada's five leading banks. They're apparently betting that the Great White North can surpass the U.S. in per capita GDP by 2015.
We'll see. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.